Bam, 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 bam. Is it giving what it's supposed to give? It's supposed to be the X-Files. Bam, 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 bam.
That sounds nothing.
Yes, it does.
Now you confusing me because that
not Twilight.
You finna look it up because that's not gonna be it.
Yeah. Yes, I'm finna.
That is not. That is not X Files. No.
That's yes, it is.
No.
I think it just sound different. It just sound different. Hold on.
Because it's not it.
No, that is it.
No. No.
I want a public apology. Hold on.
I know X-Files, and that is not X.
I know X-Files, too, because it used to scare me as soon as I heard the...
I used to watch it all the time. That is not what you were saying.
Yes, it was. I said, no. Yes, it was. When we play the tape back, when the tape is played back.
No.
Yeah, huh? No. It was just in a different key. You not know, you don't know musicians, so you don't understand keys. I literally said, bum, 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 bum.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh, I can't wait to go back and listen to like that time you tried to play me. And I was like, no, I knew. I said, I knew that I had did. What was it, a New Orleans accent?
Or what about the time when I told you you sounded like Young Thug and you were like, no, I didn't.
No, I didn't say, I didn't remember sounding like that, but I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it. That's funny.
Yeah, I don't think the girlies that was it.
The girlies that get it. Greetings, strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
And oh, welcome.
So it sounds like something, but I can't figure out what it is. But it's not X-Files, though.
In my mind, it's giving X-Files.
What? To you.
In my mind, it's giving X-Files. The intention behind it is the X-Files.
But X-Files is harder like to do. But not.
It's harder than like Twilight Zone. Because Twilight Zone is just.
You could have did that because they got a lot of alien episodes.
Oh, they do. I was just thinking extraterrestrial. Well, okay. Well, welcome to another episode of It's a Strange World After All. The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange. If you haven't figured it out, today is Dee's favorite topic. It's a ET topic, an extraterrestrial.
Yes. I was like trying to find another person of color, another African American, and I was like, I was just Googling UFO abductions or sightings, and his came up. I was like, how did I miss this before?
I don't know.
Because this was my first time hearing about this.
Who was the other one? The other one. The one that, what's his name? He was at work, and then he was missing some time, or it was late at night, and then he thought it had only been like 5 minutes, but it had been like hours, and they were like, bro, it's been hours, and he was like, what? Like Earl or something, whatever his name was. You picked it.
The one we did?
Yes.
I believe his name was Robert.
Eugene? Robert?
No.
Probably. It probably was
Wait,
Robert.
Wait, because now Now that's gonna bother me. So let me see if I can find it real quick.
I feel like maybe you talked about it last time. It was on like a 2-for-1 episode. You probably said his name and everything last time. Like the last recording.
I probably did.
Probably.
Oh, was that that wasn't last year. That was the year before, wasn't it?
Was it? I thought it was last year. Was it the year before? Jesus. Last year. Shit.
It was 2022. Damn. And it was Robert Matthews.
Yep, that's what I said. Robert Matthews.
You on a roll today. So
I'm standing 10 toes down on the X-Files. Go ahead.
In today's episode, we discuss Terrell Copeland, a former U.S. Marine from Suffolk, Virginia, who claims he has faced multiple UFO encounters and abductions in the past few decades.
I just need a second, because I'm just cracking up because his name is Terrell. I'm sorry, because his name is Terrell. And I just feel like you got to trust anybody named Terrell saying that they saw a UFO. I'm just, because what does he have to get? You know what I mean? He probably had warrants and other things. And he's probably like, I didn't even want to get the people involved.
He is a Marine. Or a former Marine.
They can have, veterans can have
just like
warrants.
Robert.
We miss Robert. All right. Ken Williams. All right. We're focused. Talk about he's not funny. We miss Robert alone. Okay. Terrell says that his first UFO sighting occurred in 2005. He saw a triangular-shaped flying object hovering over a shopping center one night in Suffolk.
Is that right? You are childish.
Is it right? How you gonna call me childish? Wait, pause. I'm sorry. Wait.
You laughed before you even got it out.
Because I thought I said it wrong because it felt wrong. He saw a triangular-shaped flying object hovering over a shopping center one night in Suffolk, period. Virginia was what I was going to say, but just Suffolk, just the city of Suffolk. Okay, so that's sighting numero uno. So the second sighting was in 2007, and he happened to catch this one on camera.
Now, remember, it was 2007, so the quality.
Was it a camera phone? Did we have camera phones?
Yes.
Or was it just, okay.
Well, wait, I think it was just a camera.
Okay, because I was going to say, I didn't have a camera phone in 2007.
I mean, that's you.
I had my little Nokia in 2000. The little one that you could play like Snake on, with the arrows.
Oh,
things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. It might have been a regular camera, but still, either way, the quality is not going to be good. According to Terrell, it was an orb of light, just a big, this is in quotes. It was an orb of light, just a big ball of light. It wasn't moving. One was solid white. The other was directly across the street from it. It was about 300 feet above the ground and was changing colors very rapidly.
Yeah.
So it was one. Oh, so it was two, because he said one was across the street. Okay.
Yeah, because I thought it was just one at first. And I was like, well, depending on the size, couldn't it have been a ghost? I don't, you know, like an orb.
And the, a ghost flying in the sky?
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, he said 300 feet. That's kind of, I would have ran. That's kind of close. That's too close.
Oh, if it was just, you say if you just saw a big ball of light.
Yeah, 300 feet off the ground.
I don't know how it feels, because, I mean, you don't know what it is.
Exactly.
But, it, I mean, if I'm thinking it's a UFO, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because he had already saw one before, so.
Yeah, that's true. And especially when you saw the other one. Yeah, because the one that he saw that was 300 feet above the ground was the one that was changing colors. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. Speaking of, I'm going to say it because to me, I'm saying it because it made me think of this. Have you watched Leave the World Behind on Netflix?
No, my coworker was talking about it.
What they say? What she say?
They just told me to watch it. She just said, watch it.
Yeah.
So she didn't tell me anything because she was like, she can't tell you about a movie or something without spoiling it. So she just tell me to watch stuff. So.
Yeah. And I mean, stuff like that, like, because even if you watch the trailer, you don't get much out of it. Mm. So it's like, if I do try to explain the movie to you, I might give too much away. So it's kind of like, you got to go on the journey that everybody went on type thing. Like, what is happening type, you know?
Yeah, I might watch it. I always forget.
Soon after posting the video on YouTube, strange things started to happen.
I couldn't find the actual video on YouTube, but he was on a show called UFO Hunters. And they showed it on there. And it is season 1, episode 9. And it is titled Alien Contact. But the show is on YouTube, though. That's how I saw it.
Did they take his video down? Or did he take his video down? Or does that come up?
It didn't come up. I think it's just one of those things where he, you know how those videos are lost. It was 2007. And then unless it's like popular, the algorithm is not gonna, like,
that's true.
You'll be searching. It's probably on there, but I'm not finna sit up here searching for hours when I could just watch it on the show.
No. That's true. That's true. Okay, I didn't know if it was like a Men in Black situation or what.
That's
the government
about to come up.
Yeah, I knew. The strange things happening to me. One day. It's a song. That's a good song too.
I know, but
okay,
why?
Because it said anytime I see strange things, it makes me think strange things are happening to me. I don't know. So strange things started to happen. One day Terrell heard a knock on his door. He said, this is coming from the horse's mouth, it's coming from Terrell's mouth. He said, I woke up from a nap by the sound of someone trying to enter my apartment. He said, who is it? There was no answer. He said, you could see the doorknob moving and like scratching at the door. He goes on to say, and I keep that thing on me, he said, and I keep a firearm. I keeps it on me. It wasn't on the table, and my thought
it
was
on the
up.
Table.
Oh, it was on the table. I thought he said it would, my bad. It was on the table. It was there. I got excited because he kept that thing on him. Excuse me. It was on the table. And my thought was to get up and check.
So despite the urge to get up, Terrell was paralyzed and only able to move his eyes. So a theory is that this was actually sleep paralysis and that he was imagining all of this. But I feel like that's a lot to see. Well, for sleep paralysis, normally it's not this elaborate, I don't think.
For sleep paralysis.
Because I know he could only move his eyes, and I know that that's like the most common thing, but a lot of people say they just see like a demon or something. This is somebody's at the door, they're trying to get in his house. Well, I guess it could be.
I was going to say, I'd rather somebody, I don't know. A demon seems rather. I mean, no, I'm saying I'd rather the doorknob be shaken. I mean, a demon seems pretty elaborate because technically it's like you're in between sleep, right? So you're in between.
Yeah.
And then like people believe that dreams are kind of like taking like a psychedelic, like DMT or something. So if you're hallucinating, I guess, in a sense, I guess it would be that, it could be that vivid.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm just thinking this is like a long hallucination.
Oh.
So they're at the door. He was only able to move his eyes. Suddenly, he heard a voice through the door tell him, you don't need that weapon. Oh, I don't know why I said it.
Yeah. Let me do the voices. You don't need that weapon. We won't.
I'm here. Go ahead.
He heard a voice through the door tell him, you don't need that weapon. We won't harm you. The man also stated that the government was in contact with extraterrestrials. So yeah, that's a lot for sleep paralysis.
Wait a minute. Do you was auditioning for a Tubi movie? That's what happened. You was auditioning for a Tubi movie. When you said, when you started to say, you don't need that weapon.
That's why I was like, I don't know why I said it like that.
She was auditioning for a deal movie. Like, but yes, yes, but yes, pretty vivid.
Oh,
pretty,
man. Yeah.
Pretty intense.
You just now caught how I, because I was like, why did I say no, it like I was that? You didn't even
I was cracking up, but I didn't want to stop you. I wanted you to get through. I wanted you to stop okay. yourself. I was waiting. I didn't want okay. to interrupt you.
Okay. After this visit, Terrell began to experience missing time. He was incapable of accounting for 4 waking hours during a span of 2 nights. This led him to draw pictures of the incidents he witnessed during his missing hours. So now he's getting abducted. That's, oh, man.
Right.
If only. Yeah.
If only because you want to get abducted.
I need to stop saying that.
I was like, come on, aliens.
I don't.
I mean, don't. If I were to get abducted, I wouldn't mind getting abducted. Have you seen the meme of like, remember the Miami Mall alien? And there's like a, he got on like a hat and some boots and some shopping bags. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. He looked kind of fly.
Yeah.
He looked a little like, kind of, you know, like a little like a football player. So, I mean, hey.
You remember, what was that lady? She was doing those skits. It was like a cartoon and it was like when the alien kind of fine.
Oh and my God, yeah. I had forgot about that. I forgot about that. I, you know.
Man. Man.
You could be my alien baby daddy. You maybe could be my alien baby daddy, maybe.
That is ridiculous.
That's funny. Terrell recalled a night in 2006 when he was abducted and saw a woman who had human features but wasn't human. He remembered her having black eyes and an elongated skull. In another abduction, he found himself waving at the spaceship while standing on his balcony.
Dang, they just, they dropped him off. Like they normally, well, why would I be standing there waving? Like, what am I waving at? I know sometimes, like, as time passes, you kind of forget. So the fact that he's able to remember this, well... He did say that he was, like, drawing pictures, so that's
yeah,
smart.
Of the...
Smart.
Yeah, it is smart. It's like keeping a dream journal. There you mm-hmm. go. Did he actually see the spaceship, or he was just like,
I guess
what am
he
I
said he was
at?
Waving at it. Yeah, and then he probably had to run and draw it.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. I wonder if he's ever showed any of his drawings. Because I couldn't find any. I watched the show after I did this to put like little extra notes and stuff. But I don't remember seeing drawings on the show. I just remember seeing a video.
He'd be in his 40s now at this stage. If he hasn't been abducted by aliens permanently. I don't know. Has anybody heard from him? Have you seen Terrell Copeland?
People, because I think he still lives, well, if he's still here, he still lives in Suffolk, I think.
Okay, because I ain't going to blame. I mean, I wouldn't blame him because depending on, you know, what they got going on, I'd be like, take me away, a sweet escape.
Okay, to serve man.
I said depending on what they got going on, because if they got, you know.
Yeah, but you they not going to tell you.
They might. You don't know. They kept coming back to see my mans. They didn't. I personally feel like maybe he was having a relationship with the one that looked like a human, but we'll go. We'll continue on.
Wait, what? That Terrell?
He could be having an affair with the one that looked like a... He said she was kind of fine, didn't he?
He did not say...
Didn't he say he was...
He did not say that. You putting words in his mouth.
I don't know. I feel like they walk with us. I feel like it's some people that I truly have been like, I don't think that you were of Earth. I don't. Like,
That could be true. What if all, like, famous people are aliens?
You know, I've never thought all, but I have thought, okay, no, I'm lying. I didn't think aliens. I was thinking, especially after seeing when they cloned Tyrone, I was thinking for sure, like Kanye West, like, you know, like that they are not real, like that they're planted, like plants, like how people keep calling like Sexy Red an industry plant.
Yeah.
I...
In 2009, a secret meeting was held in a small New England town attended by 1,500 people who were either abductees or curious about UFOs and aliens. Terrell attended this meeting and spoke about his encounters. His case was believed and shared by thousands of people who had similar experiences. I wonder if they still have these meetings, because I want to go to one.
On an episode of Resident Alien, it wasn't a secret meeting. I don't think it was secret. It was like a convention or something of this dude that who had apparently been abducted a couple of times.
I said it right.
Abducted a couple of times. I almost said it wrong. But I don't know. I think they do. I think they do still kind of have stuff. I don't know, like if it's
they
like,
do have hush, hush. They have actual conventions, but
okay.
This is like because the dude Stanley, is he still in prison? Because you know he had all that child pornography, but I know he used to be a speaker at a lot of conventions.
I don't know. You're saying you believe this more though, maybe because it was like low-key, like hush hush, they weren't doing it like for clout or for like selling tickets, yeah, or anything. It was okay.
Yeah, this was something you had to hear about, like word of mouth or something, because it was a secret meeting.
Terrell's story was featured on the History Channel series UFO Hunters. The host of the show, Bill Burns, called Terrell an alien hybrid. Terrell was also tested by the UFO Hunters medical staff, who discovered that he had an unknown rare blood disorder. This disorder, whatever it is allegedly shared by other abductees. During the episode, Bill told Terrell that there is a branch of the government that you are being recruited for, that somehow, some way, you are a hybrid between extraterrestrials and humans. How would this have happened? Government experimentation or from him being abducted?
Probably, because what if that article was right and he was abducted in 97 and it could have started then?
Do you remember? Was it Robert? Wasn't somebody abducted as a kid?
Robert.
Or believed? Okay. And I was like, mm-hmm. Well, why do they bring them back? What do they do to them? Maybe we were saying maybe they like implant something in them and like track them.
Mm-hmm.
Possible.
Because that's what happened to Robert. He was abducted when he was a kid, like a young kid. And he said they put an implant or something in his leg. And then he said he told his mom, but she was just like, oh, that's just a nightmare. She just like brushed it off. And I think that might have been a tracking device because he kept getting abducted. So they could be doing, I mean, they are doing experiments on us because it all goes back to Eisenhower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At first, I didn't really believe that, but then I was like, it kind of makes sense. And then his granddaughter or great-granddaughter, she basically confirmed it because she was on this show I watched. I think it was, I think I said it before, Aliens in Alaska. And the host is a former FBI agent. And he flat out asked her about it. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's true. She didn't even hesitate.
Exactly.
That Eisenhower, he held a secret meeting with the Greys and they signed a treaty that allowed them to abduct humans, basically.
And the Greys are just like a species of aliens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's always been a conspiracy theory, but she, if you believe her, she confirmed it.
That's interesting.
Terrell Copeland retired from the military due to a rare blood condition associated with muscle injuries and found a job in a warehouse. Terrell can't explain why aliens could be interested in him, but he is convinced that they are keeping an eye on us and getting ready to confront us whether we like it or not.
What they want with Earth? That was my note. I was just like, what they want with us? We out here just, you know.
Nothing now, probably. Because you remember this was back.
No, because they still coming.
Back then.
They still
Miami. And they was in Vegas before. Well, not Vegas, but yeah, it was Vegas, I think.
It was Vegas or near.
When they was in them people backyard.
Apparently last year there were like over 200 UFO sightings reported in like the span of 8 months.
Really?
Yeah, huh. according to Google, Google.
Yeah,
I don't know, you know, but it was like a CBS News article.
That's crazy.
That was talking about it. But that's including, you know, anybody. Like if you call in and say, I saw an alien. Yeah.
Yeah, just like the post I did back when we were doing our Strange Saturdays and stuff. I think it was the Phoenix Lights. All those people reported those lights in Phoenix. Yeah. They were basically like hundreds of people calling in and then the mayor and all of them, they were trying to gaslight people. They held like a press conference and she brought out a person in an alien costume and it was just laughing. That was the press conference. I was like, what in the world? Now I believe it.
Because why?
Yeah.
Terrell was quoted as saying, I truly believe that's what all of this is leading to. A meeting with a biological entity. Every culture from the Aztecs to the Egyptians talks about someone coming from the sky. Aren't there even like hieroglyphics of like?
I was just about to say, yeah.
Okay. The information is there for us. Unfortunately, we don't look at things with a logical mindset. As humans with modern civilization, we've been blessed and think we're at the top of the proverbial food chain. But that isn't the case. They will reveal themselves and intervene in human affairs. We need to get off our high horses. People will not take integration lightly. They are going to show themselves. Get ready. You want change? Change is coming. Change is coming. It's because I had to stop myself from going, change is gonna come. Final thoughts.
Woo. I believe him. I mean, his video, although was shot on a potato, you could still kind of see what he was talking about with the lights. Because it was at night. But then again, it could have been anything, though, because I don't think he caught the one with all of the lights. I think he just caught the orb.
Oh, okay.
So the hieroglyphics, they show like there are some with spaceships, well, with what mm-hmm. look like spaceships. There are some with people with elongated heads. There's Doja some. Cat.
Go ahead. Don't let them use you. Go ahead.
I even saw some with like astronauts. I saw some with, there was one where somebody had a laptop.
What?
Yeah.
Or like what would be considered like, it looked
it was
like a
thick,
laptop.
But it was a laptop.
Wait, they were sitting there like this?
No.
No?
It was just a laptop by itself.
Oh, I thought it was a hieroglyph, like a picture of a laptop, a picture of someone using a laptop.
No, it was just a laptop. Oh. But yeah, there's a lot. If you look into hieroglyphics and stuff, there's a lot. Crop circles. Like, how do you explain like the crop circles, the Nazca lines, all that stuff? Like, how do you explain all this stuff? Has to be something. Feel like they've always been here.
Yeah.
And then I think he's on, what makes me believe him, like, yeah, he was on a TV show, but that's the most he's ever really done. Like, yeah, we haven't heard anything from him since. So those type of people I tend to believe instead of the ones that are doing all these interviews and just doing too much.
Yeah. Because it's like, hey, this happened to me. I'm just letting y'all know this happened to me. You know, I'm gonna go about my business. Oh, daggone, and I forgot to say it was Black History Month.
Oh, Black History Month.
That's all right. It's Black History. It'll be in the event details. We doing this because we Black. It's Black History Month. History.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to believe him. I'm not saying that I don't believe him, but I do truly believe that there are, like you said, incidents that we cannot explain. There are things that have appeared on Earth that we cannot explain. Yes, you know, yes, you understand science. You do believe in science to a certain extent, but then you kind of have to ask yourself, okay, like, why are these things happening? Why are people coming out and saying that these things are happening to them? Why are there similarities in these stories? I don't know. I just wholeheartedly believe that there is something bigger than us. And I wholeheartedly believe in aliens. I don't know what aliens are. I don't know. The more that I feel like I do like research into the universe, I feel like the theory of how we were talking about breaking the matrix. Hear me out, cuz. Go with me. Buckle your seatbelt. It could even be like that. Have you ever watched The Matrix?
Yes.
I say that to say, what if, for example, we are in The Matrix and these aliens that they're speaking of are just humans, but they're humans that are living outside of The Matrix. They're humans that are making contact with those of us that are in this, whatever this is, and being like, hey, actually, this is not real life. You know, Earth is not giving what it's supposed to give. And this is not real life. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. There was this lady on TikTok. I've seen a few of her videos. She does like conspiracy theories. According to her, aliens are actually in the ocean because, you know, there's only so far you can go.
That's true.
And we don't know what's past that.
That's true.
So I don't know.
I don't know, but we both agree that there is
extraterrestrial
something.
There has to be.
Yeah, there has to be a reason for all of this. I'm sorry, because if it's not, then you can take me right now. It's not even worth it. You know what I mean?
What if you just disappear?
I ain't talking about aliens. I'm talking about like.
Oh. Like, what if you just got just beamed up?
Girl, Jesus, no, I'm talking about dust to ashes to ashes, dust to...
And then, you know what I've always thought about? What we're aliens to them. They're just more advanced, and they trying to figure out what's going on with us like we trying to figure out what's going on with them. We just slow.
That's true. They could have been living for the however long and then was like, we the only ones here. Then some people here and there was like, no, I don't believe that. Let's explore. And then they're exploring. And it could be like that Twilight Zone episode with that little girl. And she had those two people and they thought they was in a real town and they wasn't in a real town. And the tree was fake and they caught the train and the train stopped where it started. And it was just a little alien. You know, you just never know.
Man. Yeah. Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, X at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please, please, please write a positive review.
Yes, 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 yes. We would love to hear from you. I sound like what's his name from Martin? Don't you know no good? We would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? What do you think about any of the things that we have discussed here today? Do you believe in aliens? If you do believe in aliens, do you think they're like the gray people or the green people with the big heads, black eyes? Do you think they're from the ocean? Like, what do you think they are? Also, what are your favorite conspiracy theories? Share those with us. Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. If you have any movie or documentary suggestions of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre that you would like us to review, email your submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com. or DM us at any other social media platform dementioned. Even if you just wanna say, hey, 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 we will be. Then if you don't laugh, then I won't laugh. And then I can actually just get it out.
Okay.
Even if you just say, hey, 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 we will be here, 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 here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you as always for keeping it strange. Yes, in an accent, keeping it strange. I don't care who I offend, keeping it strange, because they do American accents all the time, keeping it strange with us. Bye.